Back here on the program on Sports Call, Tiger 95.9 FM and the Tiger Communications app. JJ Jackson inside the studio today with Bill Bailey, Tom Peavy, and Javon Cutler. I'm having a whole lot of fun. Some soccer on during the break, and we've had a lot of good phone calls on today's show. Had a chance to catch up with Bill Bender of Sporting News earlier in the program as well. So let's keep the fun moving along as we're going to go to our Auburn Bank phone line and bring on a good friend of the program, JG Tate from Auburn Rivals, auburnsports.com, kind enough to join us here on the program. JG, I hope that all is well in your world, my friend. Welcome into the program today.
Absolutely. I'm in Montgomery. I haven't heard gunshots in 15 minutes, so things are looking up.
Give it five.
It's glad to have you here with us on the show today, JG, as obviously the big talk in the sports world, in college sports, I should say, is the proposed 12-team playoff expansion. Where do you sit on all of this?
More the better. It's going to hurt the bowls. I think some bowls for sure. But I'm definitely in favor of expanding it. I do think it adds some pressure, though. I think to teams like Auburn that I think should be in the playoffs fairly often. So it turns into a conversation of what does Harsin or, you know, whoever, what level do they have to perform at to stay safe here? And for me, I think Auburn should have to be or should be in that 12-team playoff at least every third year. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
I mean, you look what they have. I mean, the biggest question mark is what you said earlier. Was it's Harsin, you know. There's so many unknowns coming into this right now. But, yeah. You know, I look at a team. I said, what happens? My scenario is what happens when the SEC gets in 6 out of the 12? What does the college football world think of that then? You know, and do we start going, wait, expand again?
I think we're about at the max here. I mean, at some point it gets too much because football – you can't play it the way you do basketball where you can get several rounds done in a weekend. You got to at least go a week just for the kids to heal themselves. I mean, football takes a real physical toll. And, I just don't think you can extend it too much further.
Well, so you're saying baseball players should suck it up more?
It's just a different game.
That is true. I'm talking with JG Tate here on this Monday edition of Sports Call. JG, okay, so we're hearing expansion. We're hearing 12. You know, you mentioned the bowl games, and that's my biggest thing lately. The bowl games, outside of maybe 5 to 10 bowl games, how many are really watchable at this point? And if we're going to go to 12, and, you know, obviously they're not going to reduce the number of bowl games because they would lose money in that respect, you know, but can we set some boundaries up to have at least better matchups, like, you know, winning teams, not average teams or below average teams?
Yeah, there's a lot of average teams out there. I live in Montgomery. We have the Camellia Bowl, and it touts some teams that maybe aren't super widespread names. But it's great for the city, and I think it's good for the kids. So if they can make money doing it, I'm in favor of it. But I think when you add that many teams to the playoff now, some of these smaller bowls, I think, are going to get kind of trimmed out, man, because everybody moves up a rung, kind of, and then you lose a few. I don't know if Camellia Bowl would be one that would be directly in the sights there. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying about the bowls. Most of the time, you know, it's just you're hoping that it's a good matchup between two teams that are just good to face each other, like, mm-hmm. Central Michigan against Army or something, but I don't really care. I just drink beer and watch it, you know, whatever.
And speaking of playoff games, JG, just imagine a Jordan-Hare Stadium filled with 87,000-plus fans during an Auburn football playoff game. Describe the moments and things like that that you think would benefit Auburn from hosting a home playoff game, I should say.
Yeah, it'd be huge for recruiting. It'd be huge for the folks. And I think it's something that should not be a pipe dream. Auburn is a real program, has the resources and the support to be a team that challenges for a 12-team spot, one of the 12 teams, damn near every year. I mean, at least every third year at the worst. And so this should not be a pipe dream. This should be something that happens somewhat soon, my view of it.
JG, just talking about recruiting, ever since the kind of coronavirus has been lifted, the restrictions on the players being able to come in here, we've been getting a lot of official visits, unofficial visits, a lot of different kids coming in here. The caliber of players, the size of players, position of players, have you been able to really kind of read between the lines on what Brian Harsin and that staff are trying to do when you're looking at the guys they're bringing in?
Yeah, I mean, they're shooting for the moon, man, and I think that's the right choice. I don't know what their landing percent is going to be here. I mean, I don't think they're going to get a lot of these really top caliber guys because they're starting so far behind. A lot of people still call him Coach Harrison.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of an uphill battle as far as that goes. He is from Boise. So I think it's more looking toward 2022 and recruiting in 2022 for the 23 kids. Obviously, they're using a lot of their spots right now on transfers that they could be using next year, but they're going to forfeit those to take kids now because they know they're going to lose some battles in this coming cycle. So I think they're playing it really smart, and they're leaning on their best recruiters. They're leaning on Carnell to bring guys in. They're leaning on Nick Easton to be a kind of a closer. Brad Bedell's been really big. Jeff Schmetting's been really good. Cornelius Williams has been great. Zach Etheridge has been great. So, I mean, they're just letting those guys do their thing, get to know people out there in the recruiting circles, bring the best kids in here, and just see what happens. I think they're going to be able to flip a few and get a few really nice ones, but by and large, it's still going to be another full year before they can really start doing damage and getting the really best players.
Right. JJ, switching over to the basketball side of things, we've discussed ad nauseum the Desi Seals deal. I think everybody now knows the true story with Desi and why he is not going to be here at Auburn. Do you think that Bruce Pearl, do they try to fill, they've got the two scholarships available, do you think Bruce is going to try to keep hitting that portal, maybe try to find somebody else, or do you think that the Auburn is satisfied leaving those two scholarships available until the next recruiting cycle?
I don't think they're satisfied. I think if they have to do that, they will. They like the guys they have, but to have 11, you've got to hope that nobody gets hurt, and that doesn't usually happen. So if they lost one or two guys in a particular spot, let's say point guard, they could find themselves behind the eight ball very quickly, just as they did last year. So I think they're going to keep their eyes and ears open for the portal and try to add at least the 12. I don't necessarily think they're going to go for 13 because it's probably just not going to happen as far as will there be two more guys that are Auburn caliber, that they like, that they think can fit in nicely with this team? Probably not. But this thing doesn't close until August 1, so they still have a lot of time for kids to pop in that portal. And I suspect somewhere along the line in the next 6 weeks, somebody's going to pop in there that Auburn's interested in, and the pursuit will begin right there. I think they'll try to get one more.
J.G. Tang from Auburn Rivals is here with us on the program today. J.G., tell us about what's going on at the website right now.
Well, lots of stuff. Talking about all these visits, we've got tons of visitors. Jeffrey Lee does a great job of just trying to let everybody know what the important stuff is because there's so many kids there. He tries to just hit the very best ones. Christian Clemente, our outstanding intern, has been doing work there too. And, of course, Brian with his Monday Musings and all the other great coverage he provides at Auburn Sports. And, of course, the Bunker.
Yes,
that's the message board in the history of the world.
What's the biggest thing you've got planned this summer that you're looking forward to?
Well, drinking bourbon is always good. I'm going to be going to the Caribbean, too.
Oh, man. That's exciting. We always do appreciate the time, JG. We look forward to catching up with you again sometime soon, okay?
All right. You guys behave yourselves.
We'll do.